Hello, 103. How are you doing today? Here's a question from chapter eight. Chapter eight, by its very nature, is quite mechanical. There's a lot in here about marginal costs and average costs and things like that. And here's a table question that's purely mechanical. And all you need to do to answer it is to know the various formulas. So let's just remind ourselves what those are. If we're going to talk about marginal costs, what are marginal costs? Marginal costs are the change in total costs simply divided by the change in the level of output. So how much do your total costs change when you change the level of output? Now, in this particular question, output is going from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And so the change in Q is always just the 1. And so to find the marginal cost, we just have to find the change in total cost. Now, this is also equal to the change in your variable costs divided by the change in your quantity. So when output changes, the only reason why total costs change is because your variable costs have changed. And so you can just look at the change in the variable cost to find out the marginal costs. What else do we need to know here? We need to know your average fixed costs. Average fixed costs are just equal to your total fixed costs divided by Q, a level of output. Your average variable costs are just equal to your variable costs divided by Q. And let's see, your average total cost, well, that's equal to your average fixed costs plus your average variable cost. That doesn't show up very well, but it's also equal to your total costs divided by Q. So let's see if we can use those equations and figure out how we would fill out this table. So we could say, well, let's see, we have no idea what the fixed costs are. We're missing this variable cost number. Don't see how we can get that yet, but here we've got the average fixed costs are 5. Average fixed costs we know are 5. We know what Q is. Q is 2 there. So 5 is equal to fixed costs divided by 2. Or fixed costs is equal to 5 times 2, which means that our fixed costs are 10. Now, if our fixed costs are 10, the fixed costs never change. So our fixed costs are 10 here, and they're 10 there, and they're 10, 10. So we've got a bonus there. We've got five numbers without doing anything. Once we know our fixed costs, we can add up our fixed costs and our variable costs to find our total costs. And so 10 plus 0 is 10. Okay, we'll leave that one for a moment. 10 plus 18 is 28. 10 plus 23 is 33. Oops, and we can't figure out that one yet. Well, let's see, how could we get this number here? How could we find our variable cost? Well, we know that the marginal cost is the change in the variable cost, or the change in the total cost divided by change in Q, which is 1. So if I'm going from here to here and costs are increasing by 10, then this number here must be 20. And if that number is 20, 10 minus 20, this number must be 10. Once I've got that, so if the marginal cost is the difference between going from 10 to 20, the marginal cost here must be 8. The marginal cost here must be 5. And I still need to figure out this. Now, how am I going to get this variable cost number here? Well, look at this. We've got a 6.5. This is the average variable cost. Average variable cost is equal to the variable cost divided by Q. I know the average variable costs are 6.5. I know the Q is 4. So 4 times 6.5 are my variable costs. 4 times 6.5, that's 26. So this is a 26 down here, which means this number is a 36, which means my marginal costs are 3. Now, Now I'm all set. So what are my average fixed costs? My average fixed costs are just total fixed costs divided by output. 10 divided by zero, well, that's undefined. So we'll just call that infinite here. We've got 10 divided by one is 10. See if I can line these up here. We knew that 10 divided by two is five. 23 divided by three. Now I figured that out earlier. That's 3.3. Does that make sense? No, that doesn't make sense. Oh yeah, 3.3. 3.3. And then 10 divided by four, that's 2.5. Okay. What about our average variable cost? Well, we just take our variable cost number here, divide by zero. So zero divided by zero, undefined, but we'll just call it infinite here. 10 divided by one is 10. 18 divided by two is nine. 23 divided by three, that's 7.67. I looked that up. all right, and now my average total cost. So I come here, I go 10 divided by zero is infinite again. 20 divided by one is 20. 28 divided by two is 14. 33 divided by three is 11. And 36 divided by four, well, that's nine. So there you go. We solved the table. The key was to focus in on this number first and generate that number. We also exploited this to get from here to there, and we exploited this number to calculate that one. But just like a little puzzle trying to figure out which ones. Look for the information you've got, use the equations that you have, and you can figure out the table. So you'll notice question 10 is virtually the same question, just different numbers, and you should be able to do that now. All right? Have a nice day.